It's supposed to be cloudy in Des Moines today with highs in the mid-teens, but it's going to feel like a sunny summer afternoon for Republican Mike Huckabee and Democrat Barack Obama. The latest Newsweek poll shows that both have taken leads among Iowans likely to attend the caucuses on January 3rd. Huckabee is a former governor of Arkansas and a conservative ordained Southern Baptist minister. Obama is a U.S. senator from Illinois. NPR's Don Gagne is in the Hawkeye State. He's not merely on the campaign trail. He's on a bunch of them, and he joins us. First, Don, neither Barack Obama nor Mike Huckabee was in the lead a few weeks ago. How are they managing to click so well with the Iowa voters?
Well, let's start with Obama. His campaign really seems to have found its footing here in recent weeks. And again, it's always been tight here. So it's important not to portray this as a really, really, you know, huge dominant shift that he has made in the polls. And it remains tight, even though Obama does have this lead. But he's gone up as he and Hillary Clinton have engaged in a really tough back and forth in recent weeks about experience, her contending his doesn't come close to matching hers. And as he's talked about the war in Iraq and her vote to authorize President Bush to use force back in 2002. Now, with Huckabee, the answer actually seems to be pretty simple, so far at least. A very large piece of the population of likely Iowa caucus participants on the Republican side identify themselves as evangelical Christians, and they seem to be moving toward Huckabee in significant numbers. He seems to be the conservative that they've rallied around.
What are the issues that seem to be on the minds of Iowans during the campaign?
Well, certainly national security is a top issue for Democrats and Republicans, though, depending on what rally you're at, you'll get different answers as to what the U.S. approach should be. Beyond that, though, it really does depend whether you're talking about the Democratic side or the Republican side. On the Republican side, immigration is big here. Candidates talk about it. It's a topic that shows up in stump speeches and in advertisements. Iowans are getting a lot of direct mailings about social issues, about same-sex marriage, and they're getting a lot of anti-abortion literature. On the Democratic side, every rally, every event contains talk about the Bush administration, about discontent and anger over the war. But Democrats are also talking a great deal about health care.
And briefly, Don, Oprah Winfrey drew some big crowds at two rallies yesterday as she pitched for Barack Obama. What was the scene like in Des Moines?
It was a lousy Saturday afternoon in Des Moines, icy snow falling. She had about 18,000 people at a convention center. That's a count that the campaign gives us. She joked about being outside of her comfort zone, nervous endorsing a candidate. But I can tell you, she found her footing. She seemed like she was hosting her talk show. There were people there who said they were there to see Oprah more than Obama, but they were happy to give Obama a listen.
NPR's Don Gagne in Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks, Don.
My pleasure.